Hi, good afternoon. My name is Jack, and as you can see, I'm from Kansas State University, and I'm a PhD student, and supervised by Dr. Dean Presley. This is my first project of my PhD study, which is supervised actually by Dr. Blanco, who's sitting over there. And John Tataharko is a USDA specialist, and he was working in the USDA ARS in Manhattan, Kansas, and has been relocated recently to the Fort Collins, Colorado. So let's get started. Okay, we've been talking about the curve residue, and the reason why we really want to remove them is two reasons: feedstock, and for the livestock feeding, and also for the biomass for the cellulosic ethanol production feedstock. These two major reasons why we remove the residue. But excessive crop residue removal may accelerate the soil wind erosion, especially in the western Kansas, if you could recall the Dust Bowl in 1930s, which was a big major problem in Kansas. So we still look at this, and little is known about the effect of crop residue removal on soil wind erodibility under on-farm conditions. So that's the reason why we started this project. And so the objective of this study is to measure the wind erosion fraction, the EF, aggregate size distribution, dry aggregate stability, and surface roughness, these parameters, under different crop residue removal levels under on-farm conditions. And after we get all those parameters, we use a sweep model to simulate and estimate the soil loss. And hopefully that we could use the data to establish the preliminary permissible crop residue removal levels. So this is my study site, and they are all in western Kansas, if you can see. And they are all no-till and rain-fed condition. And the no-till time range from the 5 year in Garden City to 20 year Nacator. So Nacator is here and the Garden City is right here. And they are all silt loam but in different areas. And the cropping system is determined or was determined by the producers. So we did not ask them what to do, but they just did whatever that they want to do there. So we'd like to see. But they all started from wheat in 2011. And we removed the crop residue in five different levels, and from 0% removal to 100% removal. So we used a forage cutter to cut the crop residue into different heights corresponding to the removal level. And for 100% removal, because the forage cutter will leave above the stubble about like 2-3 inches above the ground. So we use the trimmer or the weed eater to trim all the residue off, and then use the blower to blow all the residue away from the field to make sure that's 100% the removal. We kind of like push that to the limit to see what it's going to be like. I mean, it's not practical, I mean, for residue removal purpose, but we'd like to see what's going on. And for soil sampling, one tray of the undisturbed surface soil, 0 to 5 centimeters, it's about 2 kilograms. We use this soil to go through the rotary sieve for the size distribution. And we also pre-sieved aggregates in the field, and we'd like to use them for the energy, the crushing test to see the aggregate stability. And we also use the pin meter to measure the soil surface roughness. And we sampled 4 times in November, April in 2011, 12, 12, 13, respectively. And yeah, this is the rotary sieve. It's been introduced by Jane earlier. And we use this for the aggregate size distribution test. And this one is called soil aggregate crushing energy meter. And this is for the dry aggregate stability test. So basically, these two plates will go close once we start twisting the handle here. And the computer will record how much energy that we put on the soil aggregates here. And when it breaks, it records the energy that we put it on. And for the roughness, we use the pin meter. So you can see that once we put the pin meter, we have 101 pins here. And once the pin touches the soil surface, the pin will give you how rough the soil. It basically change the height due to the roughness of the soil surface. And the standard deviation of the pin is the soil surface roughness. And SWEEP, Single Event Wind Erosion Evaluation Program, is actually a sub-model from the WEPS, Wind Erosion Prediction System, developed by the USDA ARS. And we applied the measured data to the model and to see what is the soil loss. So for the result, and due to the size of the slide, I will only introduce four sites out of my six sites. So for the EF, erodible fraction, which is defined as the proportion of the soil size in diameter less than 0.84 millimeter. And this portion of the soil, we think it's wind erodible. And for the wind erosion control purpose, we want this value to be as small as possible. And for the x-axis, you can see the left side, the left cluster. This one is 100% removal, and to the right is 0% removal, indicating the full cover. And you can see that almost at all sites, the more residue removed, the smaller, the higher EF it is, indicating the higher possibility of wind erosion. And this is a very immediate effect. We could see at the Rush Center in Scott City, the blue bar indicates the it's actually 4 months after we initiated the study, and we already could see the difference there. And but at La Crosse and Garden City, we did not see that in the first sampling period. But after that, we did see the difference. And for the aggregate stability, the crushing test, at the very beginning of the research, we did not see any difference there. But as the time goes by, over time, we could see the more residue we retained in the field, the higher stability it could be. So higher stability means it's more stable in the wind erosion event. And for the soil surface roughness, and you can see the gap here. That's reason we did not take the sample into spring 2012 because it was in wheat. So there's no way for us to put the pin meters inside there. So we skipped the two plots here, two sites. But for the Garden City and the Scott City, you can see that the more residue remained in the soil, the higher soil roughness it could be, indicating the soil surface is more bumpy. And for the wind erosion control, we want the soil surface to be rough, because it could reduce the near ground wind speed. And after we get all those parameters, we apply the data into the SWEEP model. And we simulated a 805 meter by 805 meter, which is quarter. It's a quarter section. That's the reason why we use this. And for the residue data, we could actually put all the residue data here, like the average height. We could actually estimate the stem area index and all the leaf index, all those things that depends on the height of the residue remained in the field. And for the soil layer, we could actually pull the data from the database of the SWEEP and then replace the GMD, GSD, not the bulk density, but let's see. The GMD, GSD, and also the stability here. We replace the three parameters by our measured data here. And also we change the, if you can see the soil, and we also change the soil surface roughness here as well. And for the weather information, once we have the elevation of our site And also we know the month, which is the temperature of the air. We could actually estimate the air density, and we also simulate 1 hour event. We put the wind erosion, the wind speed. Here is 30, actually we use 13 meter per second. And if you can see, this is the result, the output of the sweep. But if we put everything together, the initial velocity, which means the wind erosion will actually happen when the wind speed reached this value. And the more residue we remained in the field, the higher initiation velocity there will be. And if we could see the soil loose, for all four sites, the soil will only lose at 75% and 100% removal treatments. And no matter, when we set the wind speed at 30 meters per second, which is about 30 miles per hour. So that means if we do not remove the crop residue more than 75%, it seems like it's okay for the wind erosion purpose, control purpose. And so the conclusion will be, results show a general trend of the increase in EF with an increase in crop residue removal rates. And also, residue removal generally reduced soil surface random roughness. Dry aggregate stability was not affected by the residue removal significantly in the short term, but for the long term, yes, we see the significant results here. And increasing crop residue removal reduced the threshold wind velocity required to initiate soil wind erosion according to the sweep model. And the excessive crop residue removal, which we think more than 75% removal, seems can rapidly increase susceptibility to wind erosion in some soils. So basically, the threshold we think would be 75%, but this result is only applied to the wind erosion control purpose. We did not look at any other agronomic parameters. So, and time for the questions. Yes, actually. So if we go back to the results here, for example, for the EF, they are very constant. You can see that the more residue we remove, the lower the EF is going to be. And it doesn't matter what kind of a cropping system they use or how much biomass they produced, because they're all rain-fed, so sometimes we got more water, so we have higher yield, so that means we have higher biomass, but we cut the residue based on the height.
Right. So, what I was saying was, some of the sites have very clear patterns, some of them don't.
Yeah.
So the ones that have the clear results, are those the ones, you had one site that was 20 years
old. Yes.
Was that the site that had more of the,
No, they're not correlated, not at all, so.
Yeah, that's what one would expect about the correlation, but we haven't seen that in this study.
No.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
That's an interesting finding. One would think if we had this field for 20 years of North Carolina,
yeah. Which is Garden City, we have 20 years, which is the longest one. And but one thing is, for the stability, due to it's a long-term no-till, we did not see any change due to the crop residue removal. So maybe it helped a little bit there. So, thank you.